You are listening to Evan Kidwell with NFT Space. The purpose of this podcast is to interview NFT project leaders to learn more about their mission, vision, and brand of the project or projects they are working on.
Today, in this episode of NFT Space, I'm joined by Dom, who's the developer of all-time greats on the Solana blockchain. Thanks again for joining me today, Dom.
Thanks for having me. Really excited for it.
Yeah, no problem. So tell me a little bit more about your project, All Time Greats, and the vision that you have for it.
Yeah, so our project really is a sports project. And the vision is to create a list of the 201 best athletes of all time. So we are not restricted by a particular sport. Or whether it's based in a particular country. So it literally is looking at all of the sports across the world and trying to put together this list, which is going to be, you know, massively debated, of the best sports people of all time. And the idea very much is, as we sort of get further and deeper into the project, we are looking for the community to sort of guide us and shape that list. So when we first started, we obviously had a smaller community. And the idea was, at that time, we had our own sort of debates internally as a team to come up with the list of names and the next characters to mint. But as we've got further in and the community's grown, it has been, you know, unbelievable the amount of feedback we've got on who should be next. And I think sports is something which always elicits massive debates and heated arguments about who's the best and who deserves their place. So I think it's just a natural fit for this sort of project to let the community decide on, you know, who should be the next character. And generally, in terms of the connection to NFTs, obviously, the project, whilst it's a list of the 201 greatest athletes of all time, it is very much an artistic project because we are representing that list via the issuance of these unique NFTs.
Got it. So, quick question for you: as you identified, all-time greats, only 201 of them across all sports. It feels like only 201 is not going to be enough. Like, why did you guys come up with that number, 201?
Yeah, very good question. The actual number was, I wouldn't say random, but we were sort of going between 100, 150, 500, 1,000. And we settled on 201 because what we thought that gave us was enough major players or major characters that sort of attracts and is appealable to sort of the global market, but also not too big that we are essentially, you know, becoming a project which is almost minting for the sake of it. The idea of the all-time greats is that they are truly all-time greats. And I think we wanted to bring some integrity back to that sort of phrase and make sure that we aren't just putting every single sports person we can think of or every single sports person anyone wants. We wanted to make sure that it's got that integrity about the project. So that's why we went for a smaller mint when compared to other projects. And then the addition of the one was because our final ATG that we list is going to be almost given a special place in the project. So that's why we added the extra one there.
Got it. I guess that makes sense. And here's my question for you. If you're letting the community decide, one of the things I've learned about the NFT space in the last month is there are people from all over the world in this space. How do you guys determine, you know, yes, community involvement, but like, for example, in Europe, football or soccer in American terms, is much bigger than it might be here. So how are you guys determining, you know, which sports to even look at for the all-time greats in that sense?
So that's a great question. So the way we are trying to determine it is by looking at sports globally and saying, okay, which are the most popular sports of all time? And focusing on those first, because naturally, you know, soccer, the NFL, tennis, boxing, these are historic sports that have been around for a long time, and they have tended to create the biggest stars. But we also appreciate that there are many sports out there which do not often get the recognition. For example, some Olympic sports, there are sports, you know, people like Tony Hawk's who did great things for skateboarding, Kelly Slater for surfing. So the other aspect of the list is to sort of say, well, it's not just about the popularity of the individual, it's how much they have transformed or what impact they've had on their sport to sort of bring it to the wider audience. And again, with that, I think there is an emphasis and also almost an obligation on us to make sure we are equally trying to represent female athletes who often don't get the sort of time to shine, as it were. So it's been a real combination of trying to balance a lot of different factors and then come up with a list which is reflective of the community, but also reflective of our core values of making sure, you know, all athletes and sports are equally represented.
That's awesome. And I love that mission there, especially working with sports that aren't always as identified as, you know, this individual, but their greats, like, for example, the Olympics. I love that you're incorporating some of that. How has the community at large, especially since the community's voting, reacted to this project? And what are you doing to grow your community moving forward?
Yeah, very interesting. So, I mean, in terms of how it's worked at the moment, in terms of, you know, who wants to vote for the next character, we have basically asked community members to give us their list of names. You know, who do they want to see? And then, you know, depending on what we get, we will then vet that, have a debate internally, and then decide whether that particular ATG or particular character should be minted. So we have had, obviously, to reject a few that, you know, certain community members have suggested, but we have as sort of a, almost like as a gesture of goodwill, we have often made those NFTs for the individual community member and just not made it as not part of the official project. It's just something that they can hold as a collectible. In terms of the growing the community, we have just been trying our best to make sure that we're out there. So myself, I'm one of, you know, four other partners. You know, I tend to hop in a lot of Twitter spaces to try and meet new people and try and basically grow the brand and make some more brand awareness. And then you have other team members who are sort of stronger on Discord who are sort of growing the community that way by you know, doing raffles, sort of organic debates on, you know, who's the best character and who's the best NFL player, that sort of thing. And generally trying to as well, you know, do as many collabs as we can. So we've done a very successful collaboration and work with Soul Stars. We've also done some interesting projects with some smaller projects that we felt that, you know, sort of fit with us quite neatly. So it's really a combination of everything, really, and there's not one aspect in particular which I suppose is the thing that's helping us. It's just everything taken as a whole.
Got it. That's awesome, and I'm certainly that actually brings up an additional question. You mentioned Soul Stars. Are there other NFTs or projects that you are in the process of collaborating with right now outside of Soul Stars? And if so, what are those?
Yeah, so there is a few. So obviously, yeah, we did a collaboration with Soul Stars. So they were doing their airdrops to their existing holders, and we gave one of our NFTs to them. So that was very profitable because it helped obviously bring a lot of the Soul Star fan base across to us, or at least in terms of awareness. We're looking at doing something with celebs. I don't know if you've heard of that project, but it's a project where the celebrities are wearing masks. So we're trying to do something with them, a crossover with one of their characters, if it's a sports person. And then we've done a few others with Chav NFT, Cool Salamanders, Cool Llamas. So we've got lots of things in the pipeline. It's just really a case of trying to make sure that anything we do is a good fit for us, because obviously our project is very sports, you know, focused. So I think we have found that some of the projects we've targeted or done collabs with, because it's such a different fan base and audience, that it's actually difficult to sort of get traction for both projects. So we're just trying to be more specific now and make sure that, you know, any projects we do partner with, there's a real benefit for both sides.
That's great. And tell me a little bit more about your, just so I understand it better, your roadmap for after you're done. So let's say all 201 are done, they're all bought, right? What's next? Like, I think I've getting that question a lot in the communities of like, okay, it minted, now what?
Yeah. So for us, there is the next step after we've done all 201 characters is to issue accomplishment cards. Now, the idea behind the accomplishment cards is that there will be 30 of them minted, and they will represent a certain trophy or accomplishment or belt in a particular sport. So let's say, for example, we look at UFC. So what we will do is we will issue a UFC belt accomplishment card, and it is then up to the holders of the ATGs who have, for example, a UFC fighter to try and get that UFC belt. Now, once they have acquired both the UFC fighter and the accomplishment card or the relevant accomplishment card, they will have created an ATG match. And then if they, you know, let us know that they've got the right match, we'll do a scan of their wallet. And if we confirm that that's the case, we'll then issue them with a special holographic version of the ATG that they use for their, you know, to create the ATG match. So that's the next thing in the pipeline. We were originally intending to do it just before Christmas, but I think just with the way the market is at the moment and, you know, the idea that we want to keep growing our project, we're probably going to delay that into the new year and just slow the current mints down. But that's definitely the next thing. And then we're not too sure about what we're going to do after that, but there is strong sort of rumblings from the community. They really want to see a coaches collection. So, you know, the best coaches of all time. And we're trying to work on the idea that there will be some sort of, you know, game element to that, or even if it's not a game element, something about if you buy a particular ATG coach, it might give you certain, you know, unique rights to do certain things within the community, or you may be eligible for certain giveaways or that sort of thing. So that's another thing in the pipeline, but it's not close enough to be finalized for it to be a definitive idea as of yet.
That's really cool, though. I love how you're kind of matching together like that UFC belt with a UFC fighter. And then people are going to be after those, call it specific accomplishments. You know, you don't want an NFL trophy for a UFC fighter. So,
yeah.
So I do think that's a really kind of cool concept that you've come up with there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think the idea for us was there's, for example, we know a lot of the soccer guys, you know, really treasure, you know, the Soccer World Cup. And the idea would be to create those accomplishment cards and keep the mint very small, but make each accomplishment card, you know, usable by multiple characters. And the real benefit we see there is obviously for the true collectors who are very happy with their project, they could have the opportunity of getting this special holographic card. But for, you know, potentially investors, they may look to sort of hijack it and quickly try and get one on the mint day. And then they've sort of got a good leverage to resell that at a higher price, knowing that there will be a market, hopefully, for those particular cards. So I think that's the economics behind it as well. We think it works, again, having a very low mint for those.
Now, tell me a little bit about how your mint process works. It's only 201. Are you guys doing something similar to Soul Stars, like a raffle situation or something else?
So, pretty much at the moment, what we have been doing is just periodic drops. So we will, you know, get the characters minted and verified on the various platforms, and then we'll announce to the community that, look, this is the next batch. It's coming in 3 days or 4 days. And we've deliberately sort of kept it random because when we started, we were very much dropping very, very regularly. And what we found was that whilst it was great for sort of initial community members, we did find that a lot of our sort of initial people involved in the Discord were sort of buying them up in large volumes. So because of our small mint, we do need to sort of make sure that we have a lot of different people who are holding the ATGs. So what we are doing currently is pretty much dropping maybe 7 every week or every 10 days. And that's probably where we're at the moment, and just doing it via Exchange Art. And the cool thing about Exchange Art, you're probably aware, is they allow you to make offers rather than just purchasing at the actual listed price. And we've found that a really good way to entice sort of new customers and new community members to actually get involved. So there's been various occasions where we have basically, you know, listed something at 1.5 or 2, and, you know, we've been willing to go a little bit lower to get the right people on board and to get new members on board. So I think that's another novel feature of our project. We're not the same as any other project. We are seeing this as very much, you know, an NFT operation, but also we're trying to bring in, you know, elements of the real world into the NFT space. That, you know, sometimes there is bargains, sometimes there is discounts, sometimes there is someone who really wants something but can't quite afford it, and we'll try and make sure we can make it work for them. So yeah, so there's a real combination of that.
That's awesome. And speaking of your community for a moment, is there anyone in your community that you feel has just significantly added to the overall success of your project?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. There's a guy called Day from Argentina. He's been unbelievable, just in terms of, you know, constant messaging. You know, he's bought different NFTs from us. We actually minted and issued him a special Diego Simeone NFT for no cost, just to sort of reflect the value he's added. There's a guy called, well, we call him Snail, but it's your boy Jake, another community member from Discord who, you know, we obviously find it difficult to cover the late night Eastern time shift on Discord, given we're all in the UK, and he's many times has stepped in and welcomed new community members. So he's been really, really helpful. And then there's other people like Soul Stars himself, Big Vinny. Again, people who have constantly supported us, given us feedback and ideas. So yeah, really, there's too many to name, and I've probably missed out, you know, tons of people. But, you know, those guys come to mind at the start.
That's great. And we're coming up on time here, but I want to end with the same question I ask everybody at the end of every one of my podcasts. And that is, if you had to pick two other projects in addition to yours that you'd personally invest with your own money, what would they be and why?
For me, I think Soul Stars, I know that we have a connection, but I really do think that project is so unique and so sort of different to the, you know, 10,000 mint projects. It's almost a leader in this new sort of space that we're trying to fill as well. And so I definitely would invest in Soul Stars, or it's a project definitely to look out for because of the low mint as well. And then the other project I'm going to give a shout out to is Mando Star. It's sort of a, I'd say like a cross between, you know, NFTs and Star Trek and Star Wars. And he's making cool sort of characters, which I think they're not affiliated obviously to any sort of official branding, but they are sort of like Mandalorian style characters. And I just think that project is super cool because I'm interested in that space. And I think it's got a good future because the community is really, really strong as well. So I think those two would definitely be my favorites.
That's awesome. I'll definitely have to check that out. I know personally I'm a big fan of The Mandalorian. So if it's got art that looks like it, I'm going to have to go check that out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. It's good.
Awesome. And then do you have any other questions for me before we sign off?
No, so just generally, I mean, do you have any sort of, have you checked out the project? What do you think? Have you got any feedback for us on what we're doing so far?
Yeah, I have checked out your project. I think it's really cool. I personally get and I mentioned this earlier, things like what comes to mind when I think of all-time greats, I go to, yes, NFL, yes, soccer, or football, right? But I also go to things like gymnastics, right? Wrestling, you have that with boxing or UFC, like you said. There are some really amazing athletes out there that, as you mentioned, aren't always necessarily identified as top athletes. But I love that you're incorporating some of that. Tony Hawk's, I think of from the Olympics, I believe Sean White, like from snowboarding, right? Like people yeah. like that, right? I just think that it's nice that you're incorporating not just the normal football and soccer, for example.
So, yeah, I think for us, it's been super, you know, cool and eye-opening. You know, obviously I've focused, or my whole, you know, background has been, you know, following, watching, playing, you know, predominantly sports which are popular in the UK. So this whole process has been amazing, you know, to start realizing the world out there, you know, people like Dale Sr. from NASCAR driving, obviously Tony Hawk's. I was aware of him, but I wasn't aware of how sort of special he was. Simone Biles, and various others. And I think the whole process has been a massive learning curve for me of how sort of narrow-minded my view of the sporting world was and how wide it really is, and how truly global some of these people are. You know, it's obviously touching the lives of people in America and the UK, but, you know, we've had people from all over the world tell us how special a certain athlete was to them. So it's been super, super positive and really helpful in that sense.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you again for your time today, Dom. I really enjoyed having you on this podcast, and I hope that we can do future work together as well.
For sure. I just want to say thank you as well for having us here. And I think what you're doing in the space is super cool, and I think it's needed. I think the whole digital world is sometimes so... what's the word? It's so sort of hidden. Like, you don't know who the person is. So I think it's nice to hear a voice and actually have a conversation. So yeah, I really appreciate this, and I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm newer to the space. I've been in the space for about a month. And what I was finding when I was creating this podcast was, or just prior to creating it, is everyone's asking all the same questions, right? So I figured, well, why can't I ask those same questions to the developers of various projects, which is why I started the podcast. So,
yeah, no, it's great.
Awesome. Thanks again, Dom. Bye.
Perfect. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining me today for NFT Space.